Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen and with Chris, and we're going to talk with Nathan Voss. Remember Nathan Voss? He is, he's been named as Seattle's friendliest bus driver, and we talked to him back in January about his run, a run which includes a lot of homeless people, and that's part of the reason why he loves driving the bus. He produces films, and he's a writer, but his other job is driving a Metro bus. And Nathan, I wanted to talk to you because James, our producer, rides the bus all the time, and he was telling me that now when he goes home, he's one of the few people who's authorized to work. It's like five people on the bus, and all of them are homeless people who are just riding around. So I know you're on the number seven run, and in normal times, you're serving homeless people. So are you finding that basically you are now, all your passengers are homeless?
Well, his observation is correct. In my anecdotal experience, I'm getting a lot of what I call non-destination passengers, basically folks without housing who ride back and forth. And I would say around 80% or so of my entire ridership now is non-destination passengers. I'm not transporting essential workers who are going to their jobs and so on. I don't know how those guys are getting to work, but in my experience, I'm mostly moving people back and forth who are vulnerable, who are high risk, who don't have access to resources, often mentally unstable with different levels of awareness and hygiene. And I wouldn't call it a perfect scenario.
Yeah. Fares have been suspended, right? So they don't feel compelled to pay.
Right. And I'm not exaggerating when I say 80% of my passengers are not going anywhere. It's a strange situation. That's sometimes true when I'm driving the bus at 2 o'clock in the morning, but for it to be the case all day long, it concerns me because these guys are vulnerable. And once they catch it, you know, everyone catches it because it's they're moving around. We're allowing everyone to sort of mix and mingle. And that's just the reality of transit.
So do you feel okay about that? I mean, you're the one getting exposed.
Yeah, it puts me in an awkward position because anyone who's read my book or blog or been on my bus for longer than 5 minutes knows I love serving these guys. I like being out there. However, transit is just unavoidably a vehicle for spreading contagions. You know, it's all the practices we currently have in place, such as rear door boarding, no fare payment, and the sort of dividing barrier between the driver area and the rest of the bus. Which I should say, I normally hate driver barriers or shields on principle, but in these particular circumstances, I understand. All those practices in place only go so far, and none of them really address the fact that we're in the business of moving people, rotating groups of people around in enclosed spaces while touching the same surfaces over and over again. We're literally allowing people to mix and mingle during a pandemic. And yeah, I don't want to armchair quarterback the decisions of Metro management because this is really more in the purview of public health, Department of Public Health, as I understand it.
Are you saying that they should just shut down the system?
Well, there's really compelling reasons to keep transit alive that are really obvious, and I don't think we need to go into them. But if we're going to take every measure to stop this virus, it becomes this question of, do we take draconian measures that limit freedoms for a short time, or do we take less extreme measures that then have to last a lot longer? Yeah. That's a tough question. Which one is more important, personal freedoms or containing this virus so more people can stay alive? I would hate to be in the hot seat of the people who have to make these decisions.
So how long can this go on? You're basically serving as a traveling shelter. I would think that if you just look at it strictly from a financial point of view, you're not getting any fare revenue.
Right.
Wouldn't it be cheaper to park a bunch of buses, set up a Santa can, and you know, just pick a place where people can live?
It's absolutely untenable. And having this much of the population that's riding being non-destination passengers makes riding the bus less attractive for those with destinations because they're concerned about hygiene and so on. And also, you're right, it'd be nicer for the folks who don't have housing to just park these things somewhere because they're, you know, the fact that the bus is moving is not to their advantage. It's a really tough situation, and I don't know if it can go on too terribly longer. If we're going to keep buses on the road, I think we need to be okay with the fact that we are spreading the virus. And that's a tough one because, of course, people need to get around. And Metro, you know, the guys at the top are, some of them are friends of mine, and these are ordinary people under extraordinary pressure from many different vested interests. And I'm not going to, you know, sit here and expect grace and consistency from them or amazing decisions, because this is a tough time. I don't know what I would do. During the earlier days of this outbreak, transit seemed very essential because we were moving around nurses and folks who needed to go to their jobs. The restaurants hadn't shut down yet. But once Jay Inslee's order of staying at home went into effect, the shift happened in terms of who's using transit and how productive is it out here in terms of getting people to destinations. That was the moment of the shift. Because before then, it was obviously necessary to have transit to move these folks. But now it becomes a little more arguable in terms of either side.
So in the meantime, you will continue driving your rolling shelter, huh?
Well, I suppose I will, but I'm starting to get concerned about, I'm coming home and helping my family. I'm trying to, you know, I'm exposing myself to people, and it's really weird to think that I don't have the virus or I'm not carrying the virus after the amount of exposure I have.
Well, hang in there. Let us know what happens, okay?
Much appreciated. Great talking to you as always.
Nathan Voss, who is better known as Seattle's friendliest bus driver, but also is, you're a filmmaker, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And a writer as well.
You got plenty of material, don't you?
I sure do. And it just keeps building up.
It's fine.